It's time to awaken to your ultimate potential.
You have to be truthful with yourself.
My mood was happier. I felt more self-confident.
Knowing your sense of purpose and living that purpose every day is worth about 8 years of life expectancy.
It's exciting to be joining you on our third season of the Live Greatly podcast. In case you're new to the show, I'm Crystal Bauer, a wellness expert on a mission to help you thrive personally and professionally. If you're ready to thrive, I invite you to subscribe and follow season three, because each week I'm sharing conversations with incredible individuals about life, wellness, and success. Welcome to the Live Greatly podcast. On today's episode of 2 Minutes of Motivation, I'm going to be sharing with you three ways to help support a healthy heart. I chatted with Dr. Jonathan Fisher this week, who's a cardiologist, and he's also on a mission to help end clinician burnout. So we talked a lot about heart health and overall well-being. I want to dive a little deeper into this topic with you today. So the first thing that you can do to support a healthy heart is to have healthy, nourishing relationships in your life. Having relationships that make you feel supported, that make you feel valued, those are things that are going to really help your body and your mind and your heart. The second thing that you can do is to try and reduce inflammatory foods and crank up the fiber in plant-based foods. So nutrition and what you're putting into your body really can impact your heart health and your overall well-being. The third thing that you can do to support a healthy heart is to add more movement into your day. So try and be active throughout the day and don't have extended periods where you're sitting. So that might look like going for a walk with a friend or taking little breaks throughout the day to get moving. But whatever works with your schedule, try and make sure that you incorporate movement on a regular basis. That's so important. So the three things again are: number one, healthy relationships to nurture your mind, your body, and your heart. Number two, a healthy diet with lower inflammatory foods and high fiber. And number three, add more movement into your day and into your life. I hope that this helps. And until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. I absolutely loved sharing these insights with you. If you have a moment, I would greatly appreciate you leaving a review about what you loved about this episode. Leaving reviews helps the show gain visibility so those who can benefit from it can gain access to it. Thank you so much for your support. And until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. And now for a quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are purely the opinions of the authors. They are not intended to provide medical advice or treatment recommendations. Contents of the Live Greatly podcast are intended for informational and educational purposes only. And make sure to always seek the guidance of your physician or qualified health professional when you have any questions regarding your specific health, any changes to diet and exercise, and any medical conditions.